from Emerald City. It's Ellie's Podcast 11.
Hi, welcome back. This is Ellie's Podcast 11. Today we're interviewing Rose Wetzel. She is a Spartacus trainer, and you can also find her on American Ninja Warrior. She does American Ninja Warrior and Spartan Race. And so when we interviewed her, basically it took us a long time for her to come to our house. But then one night she could come to our house. I'm so glad, and I have good news. What is it, again, Daddy?
Hi, this is Papa Abe, and the good news is that we are on...
What?
We're finally on iTunes podcast.
Yes.
So you can subscribe to our podcast channel on iTunes and get the episodes basically as soon as we release them.
Yes, and we're still on SoundCloud.com, too. Right?
Actually, we moved from SoundCloud. We'll tell you where we are now, but our SoundCloud, we were running out of space, and we found a different website that was going to help us do an RSS feed directly to iTunes podcast.
Yes! I'm very glad.
We're also excited about a second thing.
We still get to decorate like the last one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're also excited about a second thing, because today we have a special guest. We're putting on a new section on the podcast called...
Carly's Corner!
And who is Carly?
This is my Carly, my sister. She is my, sister and my first sister ever, but I still love her. Right, little cutie? She just said yes, but not in her head.
And so Carly will have her own corner where she will be talking about things that interest her today, because we're talking to Rose Wetzel. She is going to tell us
how to do a burpee.
And then she's going to talk about her tiger, her pet tiger. Yes. And also something about Star Wars.
Yes. Yeah. La la la.
Very good. Okay, so just to catch up with you guys, we have a couple more episodes coming shortly. We have, should we tell them?
What?
At Seattle Symphony.
Yes.
And we're working on different things to bring you guys. Ellie, it's been a couple of weeks full of arts, I would say, because Ellie and I went to the symphony. And then just last night, the whole family went to?
What?
Where do we go?
Okay.
Last night.
Oh yes, a play.
Is it a play or is it what?
It's like this play, and I liked it.
Is it the ballet?
Mhm.
Yeah, we went to the Pacific Northwest Ballet.
Mhm.
And so, yeah, those are just some things that we get to see around our city. We hope to bring you more information later. We hope to bring you more fascinating interviews, but for now, we are going to go to the next interview, which is with
Rose Wetzel. You can see her.
All right, so let's do the introduction.
On the next American Ninja Warrior.
All right, so our guest today is Rose Wetzel. She is part of American Ninja Warrior. She's on the cast. She was on last year's cast, and she is on Team Ninja Warrior this season.
Yeah.
And she's also a Spartan obstacle course racer.
Mm-hmm.
And strength and running coach.
Yep.
That's, what else? Anything else that we're missing?
I'm the eighth of nine kids, so that means I have a lot of siblings, and we had a lot of fun growing up, and I don't know, I've just been doing a lot of fun activities for 33 years now.
And Ellie, so when we first watched American Ninja Warrior, we saw, you said, my name is Rose Wetzel, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. And Ellie looked at me with his big eyes, and she's like,
we interview her? So since then, she's been wanting to interview you. So Ellie,
cool.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead with the first question.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi. What do you do when you're not racing?
Oh, when I'm not racing, what do I do? Oh my gosh, I do lots of things. I love to go and visit my family and my nephews and nieces. Some of them are your age, actually. And some of them are like way older, like 22. And I visit my parents and my siblings and my friends. And I like to read books, and I like to travel where people speak different languages. I like to try different types of foods and watch movies. Mm. How about you? What do you like to do?
Probably read books or do art.
Cool.
Or go play with friends when they're available across the street.
Yeah.
In the blue house.
Cool. Yeah.
And today is the first time that Carly is going to be joining us. Carly is Ellie's little sister, and she has a question for Rose.
Hi, yes. Carly.
What is your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? Oh my gosh, I love so many different kinds of foods. I will say I really love ice cream. I have always loved ice cream. And when I was a kid, my dad would come home with like 3 different kinds of ice cream, and we would just attack the ice cream and scoop and scoop and scoop way back in the pantry. And my mom would say, "Don't make a meal out of it," because she knew we were just making big bowls of it. And one of my brothers, Martin, with cookies and cream ice cream, he would dig out all the cookies. And then it was like vanilla left over. And I was like, who took out the cookies and the cookies and cream? But, yeah, I love ice cream. I love all the different flavors, chocolate and caramel. And it's always a fun treat to have after I've eaten really healthy food all day, like when I eat my chicken and my broccoli and spinach. Then I have ice cream. Yeah.
Carly loves vanilla.
Do you?
She says that I'm the queen of chocolate and she's the queen of vanilla.
Oh, cool. I like a mix.
Banana color.
Mm-hmm. Banana color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ellie, you ready for the next question?
Uh-huh. If you had one superpower, what would it be?
If I had one superpower, it would be to make everybody sad feel better. So everybody who feels sad because maybe their dog died or depressed because somebody that they love is in pain, I would like to just wave my magic wand and make them feel better.
Okay. That's a great superpower. We've heard a lot of things like flying and what else?
Maybe...
Flying and
age,
yeah, to be young forever. Well,
that was my idea for my great grandma and grandpa.
Aww.
What are your favorite and least favorite obstacles?
Ooh, well, I love all the obstacles that involve flying through the air. So I love obstacles like monkey bars and the rig when you go from the rings to the bar to the ropes. So anything where my feet are off the ground and my hands are connected to something and I'm just flying through the air is really fun. And I like the spear throw when I make it, and when I don't make it, I don't like it. And I don't really as much like the barbed wire crawling because then it cuts my knees up, and the next day I try to run and I feel my knees all cut up. So sometimes I put band-aids on my knees before I do the barbed wire crawl. But I mean, I really like most of the obstacles because it's just fun to be outside playing with my friends and trying to do the best I can.
If you miss the spear throw, you have to do 30 burpees.
30
correct?
Burpees, yep. Not so fun.
No. I don't imagine there. After running a long time, it's not very fun.
And then running again after them when your heart rate's super high. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Dad, are you supposed to ask this question?
Yep, I'm supposed to ask the next one. Okay. If you were not a racer, ninja, or coach, what else would you be doing?
Oh, that's a good question. So I signed up for the Peace Corps after college, and I wanted to go help kids become healthy. And I didn't end up going because it took a really long time, like a couple of years to get in. And I was dating somebody that I thought was this wonderful person, and he was, but didn't work out. But at the time, I didn't know that. And then I got into doing my job as a coach, and I really enjoyed doing that because I was helping people become healthier, too, and happier in their life. So I ended up thinking, you know, maybe I'll just do it sometime when I'm older. But I would say that if I hadn't gotten into that coaching, personal training job, maybe I would have still done that, and I would have gone to a country where I could learn how to speak their different language and help kids all over the world get clean water and good, you know, dental care and medical care and healthy food and exercise.
What's your favorite animal?
What's my favorite animal? Oh my gosh, I love animals. Well, I love cats and dogs. And I also love monkeys because they know how to swing in trees really well, and that looks fun. And I love cheetahs because they can run really, really fast. And I love bald eagles because they can fly through the air really smoothly and quickly. So I don't know. That's hard to say. I think I'm going to have to go with monkeys.
What?
I think I'm going to say my favorite animal is a monkey. How about you, Carly? What's your favorite animal?
A panda.
A panda?
And a turtle. I used to be a turtle.
And a turtle. What about you?
Horses.
Horses? Cool. Yeah, horses are cool too.
What's your favorite costume to race in?
Oh, my favorite costume to race in. That is a very good question. Oh my gosh, I have raced in so many costumes. Batgirl and the leprechaun and turkey costume and St. Patrick's Day stuff and on Halloween and all kinds of days. But I think my very, very, very favorite is Wonder Woman, because when I wear a Wonder Woman costume, I feel really fast because I have a cape on and everybody's smiling and cheering and they're saying, go Wonder Woman, go Wonder Woman. And so it makes me feel really strong and empowered, like they're really saying I'm Wonder Woman, but I know I'm not really Wonder Woman, but it's okay because it feels like I really am when I'm wearing the costume.
You have a Wonder Woman costume too.
Yeah.
You do?
Maybe we can take a picture of you guys.
Oh, that'd be fun. Are you going to race in it maybe sometime?
No.
It might get dirty.
What are your favorite and least favorite exercises?
Oh, my favorite exercises. I love to run around the track really, really fast. I love to just all out everything I've got, just see how fast I can go. And swing my legs and swing my arms, heart pumping. That is my very, very favorite. Speed work, running. Least favorite? I don't know. I guess I don't really like burpees because whenever I'm doing burpees, it means I messed up on an obstacle. So I associate doing burpees with, oh, darn it, I missed my spear or something like that. But they're also hard because they use so much of your body, your upper body, your lower body. And though that's why they're a great exercise too, but they're hard enough that it's motivating to do as well as I can on the obstacles so I don't have to do them.
You like burpees, Ellie?
Not really.
You like to count my burpees.
Yeah. And watch.
And watch. Yeah. All right. Ooh, this one is a really good question. Next.
Dad, I can read it.
Okay, go ahead. Make sure you really read it really loud.
Is it this one?
Yep.
Please describe your favorite burger.
My favorite burger? Ooh, my favorite burger is a chicken burger with Swiss cheese and pineapple and mushrooms and avocado. Mm. And some yummy sauce. Maybe chipotle mayo or something like that. Oh, yeah. Oh man, now I'm getting hungry. How about you, Ellie? What's your favorite burger?
Well, the one that you need a burger.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Delicious without the pickles.
Oh, you like pickles?
And, well,
you like pickles
I didn't. Well, I don't like the pickles. My mom always takes it off. And then I like hold it. And then I like eat it so fast. And then I get french fries and I'm like, And I sometimes take pretty pictures with ketchup.
Oh,
last
like
time
it.
He made a heart and something that spelled Ellie.
Aww.
And I think a smiley face.
He did the same thing to me. He wrote Cody and put a hole under it.
Oh, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. And then he made a giant heart and when I ate it, when the ketchup was all gone, there's still a little mark of ketchup.
Oh, fun.
What do you want to be when you grew up or growing up?
Does that mean I have to grow up?
When you were growing up, like maybe when you were Ellie's age.
Oh, when I was Ellie's age, what did I want to be? You know, I can't say I ever really thought that far ahead, to be honest. I don't remember anyone ever asking me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I don't remember ever. No one ever called me like a princess or anything like that. Like, I kind of had like an open thought of what I wanted to be. Well, I guess my mom, being really religious, wanted to be me to be either a nun or a mom with lots of kids. So that's what she wanted me to be. And I just remember thinking that I just didn't really know what I wanted to be. I just tried to do the things that I enjoyed doing, and I enjoyed running, and I enjoyed reading, and I enjoyed writing. And there was nothing really specific. I had no idea I'd be an obstacle course racer and an American Ninja Warrior. So that was cool. But I think that I've always done things that I enjoyed doing. I never just did something because someone else told me to do it. So I think that I'm really happy doing what I'm doing right now because I'm doing what I really love to do and I'm passionate about. How about you? What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you know? Do you have any thoughts?
Firefighter, ballerina, and I used to be wanted to be an artist because I loved painting.
Oh, wow.
And then I wanted to be a hairdresser, and now I love to be a violinist.
Cool.
I love
wow.
to be a violinist too.
Do you? Wow. So maybe you could be all of them at different times.
We're almost at the end of the interview, but we haven't really said anything about American Ninja Warrior, and these girls love to announce the show. They really know how to yell the American Ninja Warrior. Can you guys want to do that?
Yeah, let's
no.
hear it.
Carly, you want to do it?
Let's see no. if you can show Matt Iceman how to make it happen.
Okay, well, maybe we'll try it again in a little bit.
But can I try?
Yeah, sure.
On the next American Ninja Warrior.
Are you gonna do it? Carly does it really well.
You want to try, Carly?
No. Okay. Maybe at the end.
We always ask this question.
Yep.
What's your favorite book?
Ooh, my favorite book is actually the book that I see right ahead of me, right there, called Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. And I love that book because in the book, the author really encourages people to just try new things and take risks and step outside their comfort zone and do things even if they're a little bit scared to do them. Because often the things that are just a little bit scary, exciting and scary, are often things that really help us grow as individuals and as human beings. And when people are doing things that make them grow and develop, then usually they really enjoy those things and they're really proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like doing an obstacle course race. Someone can say it looks kind of scary. Or on American Ninja Warrior, I was really scared that day. I was just nervous about these cameras that were going to be on me. And it was a lot different than what I'd done before. There was no running, which is usually what I love doing. So I was like, what if I fall down and everybody sees it? And I thought, you know what? It's okay. Even if I fall down and everybody sees it, that's okay. People will be proud of me for going out there and trying my best. And they were.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that book belongs to Mama, who's sitting over there.
Yeah. What about you, Ellie? What's your favorite book?
I don't know yet.
Yeah? Well, you have lots of time to read lots of books.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I do love all of them, actually.
Do you? That's good.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the formal 11 questions that we have. But I do have one last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When is your next race, and when How many more races are you running this year? Yeah, I know you just had one last weekend.
Yeah, so actually, I'm going to race in Seattle in 2 weeks, and I'm going to do an 800-meter track race. So it's totally different than what I've been doing lately, but it's what I did a lot of growing up when I ran in college and in high school and even after college. And this is the year of the Olympics, mm-hmm. and I am just curious to see how fast I can run and how close or far away it would be from making the Olympics, or at least Olympic trials. So it's mainly for fun, but a part of me is just curious to see where I'm at. And I just love to run fast, so I get to go run fast as I can, and it's going to be awesome, no matter what time I get.
Anything else you want to add? Any sponsors you want to thank? Anybody else you want to thank? Family, friends?
Oh, I'd like to thank my family because they're awesome and they've been just really cool, happy for me, and I'm doing things I love to do, and my friends, and my husband, Tim, who's really cool and helping me out when I need help, like things like my cup massage, my calves are tight, and he gives me a calf massage because he's really nice. And yeah, I have a lot of great sponsors, too, that I appreciate. I just appreciate all the support and the from the Spartan community, everyone who's been cheering me on for a couple of years now. Thanks, Ellie. Uh-huh. It's good, been good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hi, thank you to our guest and to find out more about Rose Wetzel, you go to SoundCloud.
Is Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, and what?
You can find more about her at Rose Wetzel, mm-hmm. ROSEWEDZEL, mm-hmm. Wetzel like the pretzel.
Ay.
That was funny.
I guess
so. We should have told her that joke when she was here.
Yeah, maybe she'll hear it.
We should have asked, one of the questions should have been, are you related to the pretzel people? No? Okay. Ellie's looking at me like this. It's already starting. This like, oh, Dad, you and your dad jokes. Okay. So, brief update, though, on Rose Wetzel. A couple of weekends ago, she won the first place on the Spartan Race Houston. It's called the Spartan Sprint in Houston. That's what it is. And she is going to have a busy summer ahead. She's going to try to be back on American Ninja Warrior. She is trying for the Olympics. And she is gearing up, trying to win more Spartan races so she can get to the championship. And best of luck to her.
Yes. And today we're doing the very first Carly's Corner. I'm Carly, and I'm 3 years old. And today we're going to talk about Tiger.
Who is Tiger?
This is Tiger, my greatest toy. So, how did his eye get lost? First, I didn't see much. His eye, I thought I never saw him, but then I found him in Ellie's lock, and Ellie thought that was a rock, because in the dark, I wanted to show her in the light, but then Ellie kept it safe. She thought it was a rock, and she also thought that it was a present. But it actually wasn't. I just gave it to her to keep it safe. Okay, that totally embarrassed me a little.
It's okay. So here's what happened. Tiger has some of those plastic eyes, and Carly was chewing on it one day, and it came apart.
Yeah.
And so Tiger right now only has one eye, and I tried to put on a patch on top of his eye.
No, I didn't.
Actually, the first night, Carly didn't want to sleep with Tiger because she said that it looked really creepy. And it kind of did. But now we got used to Tiger with only one eye, and he's very lovely.
And then I tried to make the next morning, I tried to make him a hat and an eye patch, but he looked so crazy, and the eye patch kept falling off. And then I would show it to Carly, and she was like, ah!
It was really crazy.
Yeah, in the morning, she was like, ah! Because I showed it to her.
And then she closed her eyes and said, stop it, just stop it. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, but then we got...
The next thing, Carly's going to talk about her favorite Star Wars characters. Who are your favorite Star Wars characters, Carly?
My favorite Star Wars characters is Yoda, and I also like R2-D2. And I also like C-3PO and BB-8. And some of the stormtroopers that are good. And I also like Chewbacca and Princess Leia.
Ellie, who are your favorite Star Wars characters?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's probably all. Thank you, Carly, for first Carly's Corner. Sadly, she did not want to do the burpees, but she did do the rest. Seemed like her little... Taker was taking that spot up, replacing it.
Yeah, she talked a lot about Tiggy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks also to Rose Wetzel again for that interview. And with that, we have reached the end
of the podcast.
Before we leave, we got to remind you once again that we are on iTunes. You can look us up. You can type in Ellie's Podcast 11 and find us on iTunes. You can find us at our new streaming site. It's Ellie's Podcast 11, podomatic.com. And you spell Podomatic, P-O-D-M-A-T-I-Z. No, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-Z. Podomatic.
Podomatic.
And how do you spell Ellie's Podcast 11?
E-L-O-I-E-S Podcast. One.
Perfect. That's also where you can find us on Twitter, Ellie's Podcast 11. And our email address is elliespodcast11@gmail.com.
Well, it's E-L-L-I-E-S Podcast 11 at gmail.com.
There you go. And we are hoping to come back to you soon with another interview.
Yep.
And we've been a little bit busy.
Yeah, it was pretty busy. Sorry about that. Sorry about it took so long, but we are doing some new ones.
Yep.
Just it takes us a while to finish them.
Yep.
I mean, we have to put music in the empty spaces. We have to do the end. We have to do the beginning. We have to do the interview. Yeah, it's pretty hard.
But it's pretty fun because we get to do a lot of fun things.
And we have to do Carly's Corner.
In Carly's Corner.
Now.
Yep.
We have to do it.
Well, thank you again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to our iTunes feed. And also, don't forget to give us a review. 4 stars or better.
Mm-hmm.
No, whatever you want to say about our podcast. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.